Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Mid-90s is the theatrical feature film directorial debut by Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill, who turns 35 in December 2018, has had a prolific acting career with some 60 roles, including increasingly serious roles after starting out playing raunchy characters in comedies. Jonah Hill is an Oscar nominee for supporting actor in The Wolf of Wall Street and also a supporting actor Oscar nominee for Moneyball. He started out in raunchy comedies such as Superbad. Mid-90s, for which Jonah Hill also wrote the screenplay, shows the serious side of Hill. Mid-90s follows the story of a troubled 13-year-old teen, Stevie, played by Sonny Suljic, living in Los Angeles during the 1990s. Stevie is pummeled by his older brother, Ian, played by Lucas Hedges, in a poverty-level household of a single mother, played by Catherine Waterston. Stevie becomes friends with skateboarders at a skateboard store in Los Angeles. Sonny Suljic, who is in The House with a Clock in Its Walls, is remarkable in a low-key performance lit up by a sly smile that appears at moments of nervousness. Lucas Hedges, an Oscar nominee for actor for Manchester by the Sea, also turns in an unassuming performance. Catherine Waterston plays a shattered female who pulls on her inner reserves on behalf of her son, Stevie. Mid-90s is paced by several theatrical movie acting debuts, each idiosyncratic and memorable, including Nakel Smith as Ray, Gio Galicia as Ruben, and Olin Prinat. Also noteworthy is Ryder McLaughlin as the character Fourth Grade and Alex Demme as Esty. Jonah Hill has gotten remarkable, naturalistic performances from the young actors. Hill has also written very believable, if profanity-laced, dialogue for the characters. Mid-90s is a slice-of-life film about troubled teens that, if you go see it and stick with it, does have a redemptive quality. Of the mid-90s, as with any difficult decade or time in one's life, one can confidently conclude that this, too, shall pass. Mid-90s is MPAA rated R for pervasive language, sexual content, drug and alcohol use, some violent behavior and disturbing images, all involving minors. Opening November 9 are The Grinch. Yarrow Chaney and Scott Mosier direct the voice talents of Benedict Cumberbatch, Rashida Jones, Angela Lansbury, and Kenan Thompson in the animation comedy. The Dr. Seuss tale is retold about the grumpy Grinch who plots to ruin Christmas in the village of Whoville. The Girl in the Spider's Web. Fady Alvarez directs Claire Foy, Sylvia Hoeks, Lakeith Stanfield, and Stephen Merchant in the crime thriller. Computer hacker Lisbeth Salander and journalist Mikkel Blomqvist are back, caught in a web of spies, cybercriminals, and corrupt government officials. The Frontrunner. Jason Reitman directs Hugh Jackman, Vera Farmiga, J.K. Simmons, and Mark O'Brien in the biography drama. United States Senator Gary Hart's presidential bid is sunk in 1968 by an alleged extramarital affair. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.